This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, episode 71 of our inaugural year of 2019. My thanks to the Outback Bowl for their support of Todd Wright Tour 22, offering two tickets to the January 1 game to one of my players. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, tickets are still available for the Outback Bowl. It is Auburn in the game for the fifth time, playing Minnesota, 10-win Minnesota under PJ Fleck, Minnesota in the Outback Bowl for the first time. The Outback Bowl has the longest standing active presenting sponsorship from Outback Steakhouse. I'm even going to be in attendance later tonight, Monday night, at the Outback Gala down in downtown Tampa. I'm a big fan of Jim McVay, Mike Schultze, and the Outback Bowl. I attended the first ever of these bowl games in Tampa Bay back when it was relocated from Birmingham, Alabama, as the Hall of Fame Bowl. It has been branded as the Outback Bowl for 25 years. Go to Ticketmaster.com for your tickets to the Outback Bowl, New Year's Day, 1 p.m., Raymond James Stadium, and visit OutbackBowl.com for other events leading up to and around the game itself. My thanks also to Pin Chasers with three locations in the Tampa Bay area. 7 days a week, morning, afternoon, evening, and late night. Follow them on Facebook to see daily specials, late night specials, ideas for group outings, birthday parties, league play, pinchasers.net, and of course, Pin Chasers is very active on Facebook. 60th anniversary for Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. Also, a thanks to Full Torque Fitness. Daniel Shipman has been involved with the Todd Wright Tour for all of 2019 and has already purchased his foursome for the first Todd Wright Tour event of 2020. More details on that coming up. Daniel Shipman is a very detail-oriented, organized, intelligent individual who cares about athletes and improving their fitness. And if you are a golfer locally, he can help you if you answer yes to any of these three questions. Do you feel your hips do not work properly when you hit the golf ball? Do you get tired playing golf? Do you experience lower back pain playing golf? Contact Daniel Shipman at 727-351-5164. Visit FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com. He comes to every golf tournament and offers complimentary stretching prior to the round and free Q&A for any prospective clients. Thank you, Daniel Shipman, for your sponsorship of the Todd Wright Toddcast the last 4 months. So I'm cutting this Toddcast just before 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Black Monday. So even though we already know, based on what happened in the regular season, the Redskins have a coaching opening, the Carolina Panthers have a coaching opening, the Cleveland Browns barely waited at all to send Freddie Kitchens, a disaster from the moment it crossed somebody's mind in the Cleveland Brown front office and talked about as such as a big mistake. Freddie Kitchens is being sent back to some Home Depot to make sure people get their plywood when there's an oncoming tropical storm or hurricane or wherever Freddie can get a job working with some offense. I'm sure he will. I'm just not sure Freddie will ever not only be a head coach in the NFL again, but I'm not sure he's going to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL, and I'm just not really sure what his next move is. He failed miserably, probably should have never even been offered the job. Of course, he's going to take it, but as I said, I and many of you saw this coming. It was a mess. We also know that Pat Shurmur is out as head coach of the New York Giants. A bad couple of years for Shurmur in New York, despite having two good young talents at key positions, running back and quarterback, and an opportunity to make a last statement yesterday in a division game against the Philadelphia Eagles, needing a win to make the playoffs and win the NFC East, and the Giants collapsed in the second half with a big mistake on an ill-timed snapped that resulted in the Eagles taking over on the 1 yard line and basically clinching the game on a Boston Scott touchdown on the very next play. So I'm going to wait for Black Monday to play out a little bit more, because I do anticipate there will be more terminations, and then we'll look ahead to who could potentially fill some of those jobs. Even Matt Rhule, the Baylor coach, is trying to be up front with his team at the Sugar Bowl about how he is going to listen if an NFL team is going to talk to him. I know from just listening a little bit on radio last night, traveling between Orlando and Tampa, which is not exactly a slow commute, that Chris Mortensen believes Cleveland may want to talk to Matt Rhule, at least as it appears right now. Washington may be interested in talking to and potentially hiring Ron Rivera, who was just fired after 9 years with Carolina, but there's plenty more to come. I just want to talk about Week 17 and what happened and what it set up for the playoffs. Not a playoff preview. We'll do that later this week in a Toddcast as well. You know, Gil Alexander, my friend and host of A Numbers Game on VSiN, where I make regular appearances every Thursday morning. I made regular appearances throughout the fantasy regular season and leading up to drafts, etc. And Gil had one of his analysts talk about how NFL teams are not necessarily as good as you think in quote-unquote must-win games. Pretty much everyone was yesterday, with one glaring exception. So let's think about it, all right? I guess technically we got to throw out the San Francisco-Seattle game, because you can put the must-win label on it, although both teams were already in the postseason. However, the stakes were much higher for the winning team. They would win the division. Seattle would earn a home game by winning the game against the Niners. The Niners would earn a bye and then a home game by beating Seattle, which they did. The Niners won the game. In the end, they hung on for dear life. As good as the Niners are, I honestly think part of their inconsistency is this group hasn't done this before. They are all new to this as a group. The combination of Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo and Bosa's a rookie, they haven't been together. There's no real core here that has performed at a consistent level with expectations to compete for a championship. For the most part, they've done well. Hell, they've earned the number one seed in the NFC. But just that game last night showed you how things can go from dominant to hold your breath. And how Seattle took a delay of game penalty with first and goal inside the 1 yard line is just inexcusable for Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, who have been through many of these battles before and performed. I guess the cruel irony here is, considering the Marshawn Lynch return got so much attention over Christmas, was here came Marshawn Lynch to get that 1 yard. And just like in Super Bowl 49, he never got to touch the ball. Delay a game. Seattle takes him back out of the game. And then they get stopped inches short on the last play of the game. So Seattle becomes the 3, and San Francisco earns the bye. But let me talk about other teams that were in sort of a must-win situation, even if they were in the playoffs, because it gave them an opportunity to have something better in the playoffs in terms of seeding. Green Bay, they won. Wasn't pretty, but in the end they pulled it off, and the Lions were the Lions. New Orleans, same thing. Gave themselves an opportunity at a first-round bye with their victory. In the end, because the Niners won, the Saints will host a first-round game rather than having the first round bye. Over in the Eagles, with a win coming off the win against the Cowboys, would win the division. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Dallas still needed to win. In case the Eagles lost the Giants, both the Eagles won, and the Cowboys won big. Over in the AFC, Tennessee needed to win to secure a playoff spot. One of the hotter teams the second half of the season. The resurrection of Ryan Tannehill's career and an appropriate culmination of finally someone with the Tennessee Titans realizing if you feed Derrick Henry the football, good things are going to happen. Tennessee makes the playoffs. Aesthetically, it's just much better for the NFL that Tennessee makes the playoffs. I know they have no fan base. Sorry. If you're outside the state of Tennessee, you don't have interest in the Titans. Unless you're the family of a player. They have no fan base other than the state of Tennessee. Pittsburgh has a huge fan base, but Pittsburgh stinks. It was amazing the way they hung in there, and I get that Mike Tomlin did a good job and all the personnel they lost, but it was painful watching Steeler football games in the last month. I didn't want to see them in the playoffs. Tennessee is a much more worthy playoff team. And it's interesting who they'll match up with. So Tennessee wins. Then as far as a number of things were set in the AFC beyond that, with the exception of the two seed, Kansas City did its part, held off a stubborn Charger team, and then Kansas City was able to earn themselves a first round bye as a result of the one team that we could accurately put in a sort of must-win situation to have a better seed and a better path to the Super Bowl, and the New England Patriots gagged it. Now look, I know they lost on that lateral play involving Kenyon Drake where Gronkowski was on the field and couldn't make the tackle as the deep safety. I know they have lost to the shitty Dolphins before. That was in Miami where surprisingly Tom Brady hasn't done particularly well. But this one was in New England. And this was against as bad of a Dolphin team, but one that has shown a lot of fight the last couple of months with Ryan Fitzpatrick slinging it around to whoever they put out there on offense. And Fitzmagic showed he's still worthy of a starting job in the NFL next year, whether it's in Miami or it's going to be somewhere else, another new team for Fitzmagic. The Patriots are really tightly hanging on to what we knew them as. They're hanging on real tight. I don't think they're a very confident team. The week before, they barely hung on to the division title by holding off the Buffalo Bills. And here they could not finish the regular season job by defeating a Miami Dolphin team that couldn't get out of its own way at the beginning of the season. And the Patriots now have to do something they haven't done the entire decade, playing the first round. Interesting that prior to this coming week, only three teams in the NFL, I believe, had not played in this decade in the what they call the wild card round. I call it the first round. Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and New England, because the Patriots always got a first-round bye. Now they don't. And notice, we have the rare two AFC games on Saturday. That almost never happens in the first round of these playoffs. They usually like to mix it up, but CBS wants the Patriots in prime time that first night. And ESPN ABC always gets the shittiest game with the shittiest audience for their first playoff game, and we knew weeks ago that was going to be the Buffalo at Houston game. Generally, it's always the game that has the least national attention since Peyton Manning left Indianapolis is the playoff game hosted by the AFC South champ. They just do not have national fan bases, not even close. So some things were very telling. Again, Seattle taking the delay of game penalty, in essence costing them the game, and then New England not being able to win as all these other teams won to give themselves the best possible playoff seeding, and New England doesn't. This might be the year. And I don't know what it means for next year or going forward, where New England is not viewed the same as they have been over the last handful of years as a Super Bowl contender. It just, they don't look the part this year. Also of note, early money in Las Vegas, according to my friend Jay Cornegay at Westgate Superbook Las Vegas, the Patriots opened as roughly a 5-point favorite over the Titans. Yeah, 5. As of the time of the taping of this podcast, early money has moved that line down as the Titan money is coming in. More Todd Wright Toddcast to come this week. We'll recap Black Monday, have thoughts on coaching changes, playoff previews, and other analysis as well. Please subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Tell your friends about the Todd Wright Toddcast. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com if you would like something addressed in the Toddcast, if I pissed you off with something in the Toddcast, but that's the way you do it. If you want to get my attention and actually have a conversation about it, wright.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2020 and on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright, based in Tampa, Florida. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by the Outback Bowl, by Full Torque Fitness, and by Pin Chasers. Thanks for listening.